This is Shannon.
Shannon, okay. Shannon, what can I do to help?
I am to the point where the only thing he will talk to me about is a divorce. And I don't know how to move forward, or do I talk to him about that, or I don't know.
So your question is, I mean, you kind of asked two questions there. The how to move forward, I'll refer you to the previous answer to the previous question. The whole program is an answer to that. Once again, your spouse's position, their response, their interest is completely irrelevant. But now you did ask something that was more targeted, was more specific, which is, my husband wants to talk to me about the divorce. Should I engage him in that conversation? That's a good question. The answer is no. You should not, as a matter of principle, you should be unwilling to do anything that would contribute to the demise of your family. You should be unwilling to do anything that would forward the agenda of divorce. You're a married woman, committed to your husband, committed to your family, and all your time and effort will be, must be devoted to rebuilding your marriage and rebuilding your family. And as a matter of principle, you should be unwilling to contribute time and energy to things like divorce. And so if your husband tries to engage you in conversation about it, let's talk about custody, let's talk about splitting up the assets, let's go see an attorney together, let's go see, you can basically cut him off and say, look, there's nothing to talk about here. You know, I'm not gone there with you. If you can explain to him, look, don't misunderstand, I'm not trying to control you. I can't control you. This is America, not Iran. If you want to divorce me, you can. But your message to him should be, don't ask me to help you, because I can't have anything to do with that. I can't have that on my record. I can't have it on my conscience. I can't have it as part of my legacy or as an example to my children, because it's wrong. It crosses a line that I can't cross. I can't be a part of it. It's like, imagine your husband were to invite you to join him in a plot to murder your neighbor. Would you do it? Of course not. Why? It's not because you're stubborn. It's not because you're dogmatic. It's not because you're not helpful or accommodating. It's not because you don't love him. It's because it's wrong. It's that simple. It crosses a line you can't cross. So to hear, whether it's an invitation to see an attorney, an invitation to see a mediator, an invitation to come to the kitchen table and talk about the aspect of the divorce, it's an invitation to murder your marriage. And you have to RSVP no. No can do.